getting in, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
It's your boy, Big.
And it's your boy, Bright. Yo, ooh, we got some funny shit to lead off with, man. Just can't contain ourselves, man. But damn, dog. You know, we just, wow, man. The whole Conor McGregor situation, man. What the hell was that last night, man? In all honesty, though, seriously, what the hell was that?
Wee.
That was brutal.
Man, bro. Where do I
That was brutal. Get? But, you know, I mean, the Conor McGregor situation, everybody was, you know, anticipating and, you know, building up for this top battle, you know, between McGregor and Poirier, man. And, I mean, it started out with fireworks. Conor came out, you know what I'm saying, landed some real chopping kicks. And it seemed like those chopping kicks, they got his ass in the long run, man. As my man went to throw a punch. I mean, don't get me wrong, Conor was taking some punishment towards the end of that first round. Well, you know, some elbows to the face, some forearms to the face, you know, some chops. And before, you know, when Conor got him down, Conor went for the guillotine and couldn't quite lock it in so he could choke Poirier out, and Poirier ended up reversing his fortunes and, you know, start beating the shit out of Conor, man. But, you know, once they got up, you know, Conor went to throw a punch, man, and my man's shin did an L. Fam. Literally folded.
Fam.
That was the nastiest shit I saw. And when I seen it, everybody was like,
damn!
Look at his fucking leg, man.
Fam.
I seen it in live action. It was disgusting.
Fam, like, that boy, Conor McGregor, is out of hand, bro. Even when he was carried out on a stretcher, his antics are like none other. But he got what he had coming to him.
Ooh.
He got what he had coming to him. I was actually going for Poirier, so I'm glad he won. I don't like nothing about Conor McGregor. I like his accent, but other than that,
Jesus Christ.
He actually dresses pretty good too, though. I'll give him that. And he got a nice beard, but that's it. That's where it ends.
I think it's time for Conor McGregor to hang it up, man.
Yep.
I mean, you know, he could talk shit with the best of them, but he's just not good anymore. You know, he got that $100 million from that fight with Floyd Mayweather, and you know, he was fucking beat to death then. Floyd didn't even train for that fight, and you know, Conor McGregor was knocked out on his damn feet. You know, just getting, all you see is his tongue sticking out his head as he getting the shit beat out of him. He get punched in the head.
Speaking of dogs,
continuously.
Speaking of tongues, Conor said he was gonna dog walk Poirier.
We don't know. You know what I'm saying? And like they were saying, this kind of ended up as like a this kind of ended up, you know, lucky for him in his favor, because dude was legit, you know. Now he has an excuse to say, well, now we can get a fourth fight, you know, whatever, whatnot. But god damn, man.
Man, the fact that he got that happened in the first round, bro, is beyond me. Like,
it was a freak accident.
Yeah, that was nasty, bro.
But, you know, it could have broken on one of those side chopping kicks that he was given, you know, and he could have fractured it then. And then when he went to go punch and when he twisted.
Yeah.
That just, oh god. If you haven't seen it, YouTube it, you know, Google it, check it out. It's brutal.
Yeah, I just posted it on our page, man.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. Pretty bad.
Yikes. So, Jesus Christ, man. But I think it legit is time for McGregor to retire from the sport, though. Cause he can't beat the guys that he were once beating. Since he's left this, you know, before he left the sport, guys that he were once beating, since he's come back, he can't beat them anymore. And he's 1-3 in his fight since he's came back. 1-3.
Yeah, bro. You're right. It's time to hang it up. It's time to hang it up for him, man. He need to go ahead and just enjoy, you know, the fruits of his former labor. And I mean, he's an investor. He's a businessman. Maybe he should get into acting or something.
Something.
But yeah, it's not looking very promising from here. Mm. How old is Conor? Let me look it up real quick.
I think Conor McGregor is like 30.
I'm thinking he's like 33.
Yeah, something like that.
But he could
be
a little younger than that.
But, you know, I mean, I don't really follow UFC like that.
32.
He's 32. I don't really follow UFC like that, but, you know, it is what it is.
He actually is about to be 33 on July 14th. So next week. Yeah, he's about to be 33 next week.
Sucks to be him.
So
he's going to
be 33 with his leg in the cast.
Yeah. Sucks to be him at this moment.
Poirier is 32 as well.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Yeah.
We got some breaking news here on the Big and Bright Show as we record this on a Sunday afternoon. Breaking news. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. The Dallas Mavericks assistant coach Jamal Mosley has agreed to a 4-year deal to become the Orlando Magic's new head coach, sources told ESPN. How do you feel about that, Big?
I never heard a dude till today. Like, who the
fuck is that? Never heard of him, huh?
In the words of OG Bobby Johnson, I never heard of him.
Damn.
Well, I never heard of this man. I didn't even know he existed, bro.
Well, he was an assistant coach for the Dallas Mavericks.
No, that's dope. And then he's a brother, so I'm glad to see that. I was hoping personally that, and I mean, maybe Willie Green to get the Washington job, if that's still vacant.
I don't think he's going to get neither one.
Not this year?
Not this year.
It's not his turn yet.
You know, but
it's coming, though. Trust me.
For those who are not up to date with Jamal Mosley, he was the assistant coach with the Mavericks, and over the past 7 years has notably included his connection and impactful work with the NBA, with the all-NBA guard Luka Doncic. So after Mosley replaced the quarantined Rick Carlisle for a Mavericks victory over the Knicks in Madison Square Garden earlier this year in April, Doncic told reports of Mosley he's got the things needed for a head coach.
That's beautiful.
So this
hear.
Was a need
that's,
for
that's
Luka
a good
Doncic.
Vouch. That's a good vouch.
So Mosley is 42 years. He spent the last 7 years with the Mavericks under Carlisle, ultimately taking on the associate head coaching role. And he also served on the staff as the Cleveland Cavaliers from 2010 to 2014 and the Denver Nuggets from 2005 to 2010. So his offensive philosophy has been shaped under two Hall of Fame level coaches, Carlisle and George Karl.
That's a good look.
So, you know, that's a good pedigree right there.
And you know, man, this is like the fourth Black head coach that's been hired this offseason, and like the third this is his first head coaching job.
Mm-hmm.
Him, Chauncey Billups, and who was the other one? It was another one. I can't think of it right now, but it's good to see the brothers getting their opportunity. And he's 6'8", bro. Mm. This dude, you know, he went undrafted in 2001. That's the Kwame Brown draft.
Mm-hmm.
He went undrafted. I believe he had a few short stints with a couple of clubs, but shout out to him, man. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like I said, I didn't know who he was until today. So, but obviously if Luka Doncic can vouch for you in that regard, then you're somebody.
You're a somebody.
You're somebody.
You're a somebody.
Who, we don't know, but you're somebody.
Man, you know what? I know this is early,
mm-hmm.
folks. I know this is honest to God early, right? But I mean, I have to do it. I got to do it. Team USA Basketball, you deserve a box of...
The Boo Team!
Oh! How the fuck you lose to Nigeria? How?
Bro, hold on.
God damn. How did that happen?
Hold up, bro, hold up. You did not just get these dudes a box of bootios in under 9 minutes into the show, bro.
Bruh.
You did freaking not...
Bruh. Bruh.
Oh, this is why I love this guy, man.
Wait, this
I
is
love
supposed
you
to be
for that, dog.
This is supposed to be the best of the best. Dude, okay?
This dude 9 minutes in.
This
gave a box of booty-os.
Bruh. Have y'all not learned from the what happened in 2004? Thinking that you can just throw motherfuckers together.
Bro.
And think that this shit is gonna work.
I personally hate the fact that the NBA is still doing the Olympics. They need to go back to college like how they did before, how like when Michael and them was young.
Well, the players that are on these other international teams are NBA players. The Nigerian team, they had four.
Where did they play at? It's not in Tokyo yet, is it?
No, they played in Vegas.
Vegas, okay.
So, you know, the Nigerian team had four NBA guys on their roster. You got Kevin Durant getting his shit beat as he go to the hole for a damn dunk. I mean, his thin ass and that thick ass Nigerian. It just goes to show how the NBA is just politics and they just play names. Because these Nigerian cats.
And that squad ain't even sweet, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
That squad ain't sweet, bro.
That's my point that I'm making, that the NBA is real garnered off politics. Nobody is sorry that makes it to the NBA, folks. Nobody. Okay? All them cats can go for 30. Trust and believe. They did it before they went to the NBA. That's how they got to the NBA. And they just played a role. But Team USA, this is bullshit on every level. How you go out there and get your ass beat? Well, you lost 90-87 to a Nigerian team.
They put up 90 on them boys.
90-87. As if 2004 haven't taught us a lesson. You can't just throw shit at the wall and say, okay, we just going to step on the floor and we are just going to beat people.
Bro.
Lame Dillard.
Get off my man Dame, bro.
Lame Dillard. Combined. Lame Dillard, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal. Do you know that they combined to shoot from three? They combined to shoot 9 of 30. Durant finished with 17 points.
Bro,
Beal went 1 for 7.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Beal and Dame.
Dame missed several open, wide open looks.
Bro, that's hilarious. But let me tell you what's funny, though.
But you know, Devin Booker wasn't there either.
Oh, yeah.
It's a couple cats that weren't there. I think Chris Paul is going to play, too.
Okay.
So, Devin Booker, Chris Paul wasn't there.
But they still should have been able to get it done. But this is funny,
yeah,
bro.
There's no excuse.
Shout out to Teo. His Twitter handle is Teyoshi2 or Teyoshi2. He said LeBron's USA team versus KD's USA team. LeBron's USA team beat Nigeria 156-73.
Okay, look. Wait, because we remember in 2004 where LeBron USA team took bronze.
That wasn't LeBron's team. That was only his first year in the NBA.
Don't matter. So he's a part of that. He's a part of that. He was on
Kobe
the team.
Was Kobe a part of that too?
No, Kobe wasn't on the team.
Kobe went on the team?
No.
Okay. All right.
It was Melo, D-Wade, LeBron, Allen Iverson, Tim Duncan, cats like that. Vince Carter, you know, cats like that.
Well, let me tell you who was on this team that beat Nigeria 156-73.
Kobe, LeBron.
Kevin Love.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, Andre Iguodala, James Harden, Darren Williams, Kevin Durant. AD, Carmelo, Russell Westbrook, Tyson Chandler, Kobe was on this team, and LeBron was on this team. In that particular game, when they beat them 156-73, they were led by Carmelo Anthony's 37 points. So Melo dropped 37. Russell Westbrook was second with 21. Kobe had 16. Darren Williams, this is when Darren Williams was good. Darren Williams had 13. KD had 14 and Love had 15. So I just thought that was funny that was considered Kevin Durant's team. But then somebody else tweeted back and said KD carried the USA team to a gold medal in 2016. And then somebody commented and said, no, that's lies. Carmelo did. So and then somebody said LeBron would never have lost. I agree. I agree with that. LeBron wouldn't have allowed these guys to beat him. So, yeah, I don't know. I just think that I don't know. I mean, you can't go out there. You can't go out there like that, bro. You got to take care of business across the board. Now, I will say the uniforms are sweet.
That's it. Out of all of that,
the uniforms are sweet. Jason Tatum do in that game?
Jason Tatum, he had 15.7 rebounds, 15 points and 7 boards.
I mean, that's okay. You know, that's all right.
I mean,
when you playing on a team full of stars, it's okay to drop 15. Everybody don't got to drop 30.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like I said last time, when they beat him 156-73, Melo had 37. Kobe only had 16.
Yeah.
So you playing with a bunch of dudes that can put the ball in the basket.
Exactly. I just don't understand why they can't fucking put it together. We've never played with each other. I don't want to hear that shit.
No, that's never
acceptable. That narrative get old after a while. Like, come on, man. I don't want to hear that shit.
That's never acceptable.
Well, they've been playing with each other all year. So what? You're supposed to be the best in the fucking world.
Yep. Supposed to be the best in the world, man.
I don't want to hear that weak ass story, man. Yeah. I don't. And I'm tired of hearing it. But I'm these cats have been putting in work, but I am sick and absolutely tired of, you know, these the NBA officials or Olympic committee throwing shit at the wall and just saying, hey, it's gonna stick. This is what it is. That's bullshit. And that's on everything. That's straight bullshit. But while we're talking about the basketball, right, yeah, and NBA stars, Game 3 heads to Milwaukee tonight. Who you got?
Milwaukee gonna win tonight.
Okay.
I don't see them. I mean, bro, if they lose tonight,
it's over.
It's a sweep. Like
it's over. They getting swept.
I mean, come on. Like, did you see how Giannis was pounding the chairs when he had him sitting around?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
He's gonna leave.
Did you see? You think so?
They get okay. Look,
you still feel like that?
Yes. Because
they're getting close, bro.
Listen,
they just a couple pieces away.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's assess how the Milwaukee Bucks got here. Okay. Okay. Kyrie Irving goes down.
Okay.
Before that, they was getting ass whooped by 50. They was getting blessed religiously by 50. Okay. And that was just two of the three from Brooklyn. They was getting blessed religiously. All right.
I mean, this was only okay. I'm sorry, I'm looking at this okay. stuff, but go ahead.
But what I'm saying is Milwaukee was getting blessed religiously until a freak accident to Kyrie Irving. Damn near what happened to Conor McGregor last night. Damn near the same scenario. It's just Kyrie shit didn't break. Thank God. But yeah, same scenario, okay? Mm-hmm. So, without a Kyrie injury, they get swept.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
No, they didn't get
bro, swept. Bro, okay. I don't see it. Let me finish.
Okay.
They were down 2-0. Mm-hmm. And then in the game where Kyrie got hurt, they were down by fucking 14 points. Before Kyrie got hurt. Right?
I hear you.
If not getting swept, they'd have lost in 5. Okay. Okay, so that's that series. So okay, you skate by the skin of your teeth in that series. And really, if not for Kevin Durant not being an inch or two behind the 3-point line, they go home anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was tremendous luck in that series.
Yeah.
So now you take it to the next series and you have them go up against a Trae Young Hawks led team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you put that into scenario and you put that in play, right? And they go down 2-1 in that series.
Yeah.
And then it takes for an ankle again for Trae Young to go down when they had no answer for him.
I hear you. I hear you, man. I knew that whoever the Suns was playing was in trouble anyway. It didn't matter. Unless it was New Jersey. And I'm going to say New Jersey. Unless it was Brooklyn, there wasn't really going to be an interesting final series.
Okay.
Everybody keeps talking about the injuries, right? Injuries this, injuries that.
I mean, but in actual reality, though, Milwaukee has no fucking business being there. They shouldn't be there.
Brooklyn has no business being at home.
Right. What I'm saying is that you like in the NCAA, you know, when they was talking about BYU and
UCLA and all them.
No. What I'm saying is talking about BYU should be in the college football playoff.
Oh, okay.
They have no business being there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is just
it's levels to it.
If they exactly.
Yeah.
And granted, Milwaukee was a beneficiary of injuries this season.
They were.
So
just like Miami was last
exactly,
year. Just like
exactly.
Cleveland has.
Exactly. You
know, so.
So let's just put that into focus. And it's just if they lose tonight, it's evident that they have no business being there.
To be honest with you, bro, you know what's crazy? It might happen. Because there ain't no pressure on Phoenix.
At all.
They already took care of home.
At all.
So they can go in there and be free.
At all.
You know, the thing about it is you can go down early. You can go down double digits, all kind of stuff. That doesn't matter. It matters about the resilience and about the, you guys just got to stick with it. If Middleton gets out there and start missing shots, Drew Holiday, the beautiful part is they're at home. So they got the crowd to be able to help them overcome some of that lack. But Phoenix, they don't have nothing to lose. So they might go in there shooting daggers, man, from jump. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was a close game.
Do you think that this could possibly be a historic performance from a Devin Booker to like put the nail in the coffin?
You know what? You might shoot,
because he hasn't had one of them games, right, yet.
You might shoot me for this, but I wouldn't be surprised if Giannis had 50 tonight
in a losing effort. Because you know what? He had 44. If Giannis, I'm gonna tell you this. Anytime Giannis has 40 or more, it's taken away from somebody else. Giannis had 44. Chris Middleton had 11.
But you got to ask yourself, how many shots is Middleton missing?
He missed a lot.
Middleton going to shoot 20 shots regardless.
Right, but what I'm saying is if Giannis has 44, then I mean either Holiday or Middleton is going to suffer from that. They're better when they're all even. And Giannis is in the 30s, yeah, and Middleton is in the 20s, yeah, and Holiday is in the 20s.
Right.
They're a force to be they're a force at that point.
I don't understand Budenholzer's rotations.
I believe he's the worst coach.
Why is Brent Forbes on the bench? Why is Bobby Portis on the bench? You got dudes, bro. I don't know what he's doing, man.
I think Budenholzer is the worst coach. I'm dead serious. I think he's the worst coach.
He ain't
coach.
The worst coach because he's
poor. He's piss poor at adjustments.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And
I'll
he still hasn't figured out this high screen pick and roll. He hasn't figured it out with Trae Young. The thing was is Trae Young got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't figured, and he damn sure ain't figuring it out with Chris Paul.
Hey, that's true, man. Trae Young did get hurt.
Yes.
They have benefited more than any team I can remember.
Yes.
Off of injuries.
Yes.
Well, the Suns did too.
Yes.
The Suns did too. But the Bucks, wow. And I mean, Trae Young is.
Do we really need a sign to live, laugh, and love?
Yes.
Yeah,
the
so.
The answer is no. I can help new homeowners not.
What the hell is going on here? Okay. Wow.
Keanu. Me and my producer B.
Damn, man, laughing. What the hell going on with that? The hell is going on here? For Christ's sake,
what's going on over here at Brighter Day Studios?
Jesus, man,
hilarious.
Get it together, dude.
I know this is out of left field, bro, but I cannot freaking wait till football season is here, bro.
Man, who you telling?
You do not even understand the level of excitement that I have about football season this year, Ronald, man. I'm ready for football, man. But I didn't mean to, you know, go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
we definitely gonna touch up on that.
Oh, I can't wait. Training camp is like next week, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
About the end of July, early August, and then the first games kick off. We have the Hall of Fame game, which kicks off. I think it was like the first week of August, yep. And then the first week of preseason is the the 14th.
Okay.
So when it jumps off at, but before we get sidetracked and get off into that,
August 5th.
Yeah, let's
Dallas
finish up
and, Steelers.
With the NBA here. Budenholzer.
Yeah, Budenholzer.
He's terrible at in-game adjustments.
Yeah.
And this is one of the main reasons why I think Milwaukee will possibly be swept if they don't win tonight. They have to win. Tonight is all important for them to win.
They got to win. I mean, it's do or die, as they used to say back in the day. Do or die. 89% of the teams that start off the series 2-0 mm-hmm. win it. So it's already over. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take to get it done.
Okay.
So I'm happy for the Suns, man. I'm very I'm thrilled for those guys, man.
Well, you know, it's very
You think it's gonna be over in five?
I don't know.
You think five, don't you? You said five though, didn't you?
It's gonna be tough, man. I said five. I think we both went five or six.
I said six.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking five or six. But
Milwaukee I'm gonna be honest with you. Even though Phoenix is better,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason why Milwaukee shouldn't win all their home games. At this point, you got balls to the wall, bro. Like, I don't care, dude. Like, and Budenholzer ain't that kind of coach that's gonna be in their face like that. But Giannis will. Did you see Giannis?
Yeah, I told you. He's frustrated. And he knows that if I don't get it now, I ain't gonna never get it.
This is about the closest he gonna get to tasting it.
Because next season,
yeah, it's over.
It's over. Brooklyn will probably sweep them off. They probably sweep
them. And not even
ass.
Just Brooklyn. You gotta look at the way the league goes. Like, Philly was number one this year.
How they'll retool.
Philly not gonna be number one next year. It's going to be somebody else that we ain't talking
Brooklyn,
about.
Brooklyn, probably, more than likely, Brooklyn.
And then somebody after that.
Right.
So, this is it. Atlanta. Bro, as good as Atlanta is, can you imagine them adding a serious piece?
Well, they did get their serious piece back and Cam Reddish.
Right, that's cool.
And he came towards the end, but now you talking about a full season of Cam Reddish doing his thing and going about, man, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, but Cam Reddish ain't it. I'm talking about a dude like... like a Wiggins or somebody like that. No, but I'm. Yeah, you should have did that when you said Cam Reddish.
Cam Reddish is actually more promising. And, you know, he came back. You got to also understand when he came back, he had 23 in his last game.
But see, Wiggins is a 20-point-per-game scorer. You put a 20-point-per-game scorer with a
Wiggins
Trae Young
is, Wiggins
and a
is
John
so,
Collins.
Wiggins is so talented that he's. That Golden State is possibly trading his ass again.
But see, this is the thing about it. It's certain players, they don't shine well under the light. Golden State is one of the premier teams in the NBA a few years ago. Right now, we don't know what they're going to be when Klay and them get back.
We'll see.
But they still have eyes on them. Wiggins, when Wiggins was in Minnesota, he was balling.
But so much that they traded him.
Sometimes players are... I don't really know how to put it. Like, they're always good trade. Like a Russell Westbrook, he's always a good trade piece because people going to always want him.
That music is garbage. That music is garbage.
I didn't mean Wiggins. I didn't mean Wiggins literally. I'm just throwing somebody out there that can help a team get over the top. You know, I mean, the East has always been weak. We know that.
Yeah, that's how LeBron made it to fucking 9 straight finals appearances.
Right, that's how he come.
He didn't win them all.
That's how come he been in like 12.
You know what I'm saying? But... that's how he made it the 9 straight. And
I was surprised when he went to the Lakers because I'm like, bro, you went to the West?
He got lucky that year, the Mickey Mouse year. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. He got lucky to Mickey Mouse year.
You think
year.
He'll win another one?
No. It's
never.
Over. It's over.
Who stands a better chance of winning it, LeBron or Steph?
Steph.
Really?
Yes.
Now, you know, that bench has been garbage for like 3 years. That matters. Like it, the bench.
No. Because the thing is that they're getting a lot of experience, right? And they're getting a lot of playing time. So couple that in with the fact that you got Klay coming back. Couple that in with the fact that you got Wiseman coming back.
I really hope
that in with the fact that they have 2 lottery picks in this draft.
They got 2 lottery picks. They got to make the right decisions, though.
Have they ever made a wrong one?
I don't think Wiseman was the right move for them.
Who was a better move?
They picked 2, right?
Would you want it Melo Ball?
Personally, I did.
That does the same thing that Steph Curry does?
Right, I get it. I get not getting Melo.
They need a big man. And Wiseman, once he should invest that money into getting his body together.
Yeah.
You know, Golden State has the number 7 and the number 14 pick in this upcoming year's draft.
Yeah, I don't think Wiseman is sweet at all.
Well, I mean, you got to watch him. When the kid played, he did his thing. You know, when the kid played, he balled out. So you got to watch him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Golden State has a chance to get back. I really don't. I think they're done. I think they'll be fun to watch.
No, I don't think they're done, man. It's too early. And both you know.
It's going to be contingent on Klay. How does Klay come back?
Yeah.
Draymond is trash in my book. I'm sorry.
Draymond does a lot of things that don't show up in the stat book.
Yeah, but that don't cut it for the 2021 NBA.
Okay.
I don't cut it.
I hear you, brother.
So,
heartbreaking news as we get into it. MRI Saturday revealed that Brave star Ronald Acuna Jr. suffered a complete tear of his right ACL. He will undergo season-ending surgery and has been placed on a 60-day IL. The team announced. Yeah, he's been placed on a 60-day
ending.
Of course, but you know, it works differently in baseball. Acuña was carted off the field in tears after suffering the injury during Atlanta's 5-4 win over the Marlins earlier in the day. That's a huge blow.
It is, man.
To the Atlanta Braves.
And I mean, this is a young man that obviously he's one of their better players. You hate to see a guy go down like that, especially when the team is in the thick of it. Acuña was only 21 a couple years ago. He's only 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When he signed his contract in 2019, it was an 8-year deal for $100 million. So, you know, obviously when you're getting paid that kind of money, you're supposed to have a big impact on the team.
Yeah.
He was having a pretty good season this year, but it's just sad to see him go down like that. But he'll recover.
Yeah, well,
he'll recover.
You know, hey, it's unfortunate, but you know, that's the game, man.
That's the game. Injuries is a part of the game, man.
Yo, the Chicago White Sox is on fire.
Oh yeah, right.
53-35.
No, I'm hating.
53-35.
They
you know what I'm saying?
In the division with my Tigers.
Man, they damn near got the best record in baseball.
Yeah, they balling out, bro. They are 7.5 games up in their division.
Yeah, they're
which I think is the most by.
Yeah, they're the most by about 15 games. Mm-hmm. But you know, the San Francisco Giants are doing the damn thing with the overall best record in baseball.
56-32. But LA right behind them. They only two games.
Yeah,
back.
the Dodgers are right behind them, but. Mm-hmm. The Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
You deserve a box of.
The Blue Team! Oh!
What the fuck is happening on the north side over there in Wrigley Field, man?
You are an idiot.
Just, I swear,
not
just.
You give boxes. Look, yeah, they 2-8 in the last team.
Bro, just over the last couple of weeks, man, what the fuck?
You will not give boxes.
You went from first place to third place. You are 44-46. Can't hit the broadside of a barn. Couldn't hit the G-spot on a 10-pound pussy if it was served up to you.
Well, if you go get over a box, you got to give it. Well, hold on. We ain't giving boxes right.
I just had to give them one because they were piss poor in the last 10.
This dude gave two boxes in the first half hour, bro.
My God.
You are out of control.
It's bad out here in these streets, man.
You out of control, my G.
It's bad out here in these streets. It's real bad.
It is. It's bad out here.
It's real bad. You know what I'm saying? But, hey. That's the game, man. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, before we get our bearings or whatnot, man, huge, huge shout out and a round of applause to the Tampa Bay Lightning, man. After taking care of business and doing what they were supposed to do on the NHL front, taking care of the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what's something. Well, I don't want to get negative about it, but I'm going to tell you something that's nasty that I heard, bro, on the radio.
Man,
did you hear about them using the ice that they played on? They're putting that ice into a Coors beer. Yeah, they're brewing the championship ice and brewed it into the beer. Now you know what they do on that ice?
Spit, all kind of
spit,
shit.
Spit, blood, snot.
Mm.
Some of them probably pissed through their uniform on it. Which is
really, you think
disgusting.
That
I wouldn't be surprised, bro. I really wouldn't. I think them NFL players be pissing on. Well, they used to piss on themselves back in the day.
Yeah, they did. That was a pretty disgusting. But
that's nasty.
The Tampa Bay Lightning, they took care of the Montreal Canadiens in five games.
Yeah, man.
Five games.
They took care of them so fast that they took care of that before or between our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't even get a chance to discuss the
damn thing, but man.
We did both pick them to win it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
As it says here,
two-peat.
Tampa Bay's rink ice used in limited edition beer.
You see that, bro?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I hope they literally use just like a corner, like. But you even know. That's still nasty.
But they etched in history with cup repeat though, you know, back to back champs, man. And Tampa Bay is now known as Title Town.
That's fire.
With the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Wow.
Lightning back to back. You think the Buccaneers can go back to back? That's the hardest thing
man.
Ever to do.
I don't know, but
I don't
anybody,
remember. The only team ever did it was Dallas, right? Dallas Cowboys in the mid-90s?
No, man. Where the hell you been at? New England won it back to back?
New England. Did they?
Yeah.
Once, probably.
Yeah, they went back to back once. But they won three titles in 4 years.
New England Yeah, they did. They did. Mm-hmm. They did. New England did it. The Steelers, the old steel curtain did it.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys did it.
Yeah, the Patriots were the first team in the modern.
In the modern day.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, what we're talking about is in the 2000s era to go back to back.
Right.
Before that, it was the Dallas Cowboys, you know, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
It's not easy, folks. It's not easy.
No, man. That's NFL is the hardest one to do it in.
So, you know.
So much can go wrong. Your boy, Bubba Watson.
I don't know if he tested positive.
He came in close contact.
But he came in close contact with somebody else. Yeah,
tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's been replaced in the field by Brendan Steele. So, Bubba Watson will be out of the U.S. Open.
Mm.
I think he had a really good, strong chance to win. But, yeah, he's out. So,
and other shocking news. Well, it wouldn't even be shocked, but I'm a little pissed off that the reporters are just now reporting this. But the Atlanta Falcons have released linebacker Barkevious Mingo after charges of indecency with a minor have come to surface. Mingo bonded out.
Barkevious Mingo.
Barkevious Mingo bonded out. Bonded out with $25,000, but they said this happened back in June.
Mm.
So why are we just now getting word of this? Is my problem. I really want to know. You know, I really want to know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Indecency with the child, sexual contact.
Mm.
So he was getting some underage booty.
That's messed up, man.
That shit is trifling, man. And
I have no respect for that. Yeah, I don't have any respect for guys who mess with little girls, man. That's a no-no, bro.
Arlington police said that Mingo was arrested Thursday on a second-degree felony charge, which carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison under the Texas state law. According to the state penal code, the charge relates to engaging in sexual contact with someone younger than 17 years of age or causing the child to engage in sexual contact. What the fuck?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what to say, man.
What kind of... Look.
I don't know what to say.
Mm.
I just... You know, and the sad part about it is...
You know what? I'm not going to jump to public lynching or public opinion. But Mingo's attorney, Lucas Garcia, he called the allegations completely baseless in a statement given to multiple outlets. At this stage, our side has a very limited information, Garcia said. What we do know is that these allegations from over 2 years ago and are completely untrue. Nice. Mr. Mingo is the victim of a false claim, and we believe this is motivated by money,
bro,
or some other ulterior motive. So if this is the case, then this young lady must be an adult now and was saying that she was involved in a sexual contact or sexual relationship with Barkevious Mingo when she was a minor. What?
Wow, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
And he last played for my Chicago Bears last year. Thank God he's no longer on the roster. But, you know, what is it with these cats and these young girls, man? What do you get out of that?
Bro, all the women out here, bro, I'll never understand. I just can't. I can't, bro. I literally, I don't get it.
Hmm.
I don't get it. You got all these women, you know, and you want a girl.
Hey.
I ain't even going to bring up no other names. We're going to stay right here with this one.
Yeah.
Because it'll turn into something else.
You know? It'll get brutal.
But no, I can't empathize with a young man who can fix in his mind, you know, get his eyes and his mind fixated on a girl.
It's trife.
So I don't even want to talk about it, man. I can't do it.
In other news, Kansas City Chiefs defensive end and former University of Michigan star, Frank Clark, charged with felony weapons possession from March arrest. Los Angeles prosecutors on Friday charged Kansas City Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark with one felony weapons violation stemming from his arrest on March 13th by the California Highway Patrol, according to a report in the Kansas City Star. the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office told the Star on Friday that it had charged Clark, the 28-year-old, with a felony count of possession of an assault weapon. So he must have either had an AK-47 or an AR-15.
Man.
Clark was arrested in March along with another man when officers said they found two loaded firearms in their vehicle after a traffic stop. Hmm. What the fuck was y'all doing? I mean, I get you need some protection, you know what I'm saying? Because cats, what kind of beef you in?
Bro, these
unless
cats,
you were headed to the gun range.
Nah, that's that'd be a nice excuse though.
Yeah, I was headed to the gun range. But god damn, man.
Yeah, bro. Jesus. These stories, man.
Wow. You see what I'm saying? N'Keal Harry is requesting to be traded by the New England Patriots.
That guy is a bum. He's a bust.
Mm.
He's a bust. He can't even get off the press coverage.
Hey, man.
He's a bust. But I think he wants out of New England because he can't handle it. He can't handle that system. He can't handle, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can't handle what they do.
Mm.
So
N'Keal Harry's agent said in a statement Tuesday that he has formally requested the New England Patriots to trade his client. For the past several months, I have been working in cooperation with the Patriots behind the scenes to put a plan in place to allow N'Keal to thrive in New England. Through two seasons, he has 86 targets, which obviously hasn't met the expectation the Patriots and N'Keal had when they drafted a dominant downfield threat who was virtually unstoppable at the point of attack in college. Following numerous conversations with the Patriots, I believe it's time for a fresh start and best for both parties, and N'Keal moves on before the start of the training camp.
Can I be honest with you? They ain't going to get more than a fourth or fifth round pick for him. And he's round pick.
That's it.
I mean, you haven't provided value for a team to desire you for as much. Fourth round pick at best. Mm. And it might be like a 2025 fourth round pick.
Damn.
Or some junk. Because he
cold blooded.
I mean, he has potential. I'm gonna give you a good comparison. Remember Laquan Treadwell?
Mm-hmm.
Monster in college.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
Beast. Mm. Almost every catch he had somebody hanging off his hip. But guess what? Where is he at?
Not doing a damn thing.
Exactly. Mm. So, yeah. N'Keal Harry is Laquan Treadwell in the making. Possibly even Breshad Perriman.
Mm.
We'll see.
The XFL is planning on a 2023 return after talks on partnership with CFL table.
They need to give it up, bro. They need to just give it up. It's not going to work. It's not. It's absolutely not going to work.
Mm.
What are they talking about now?
They were trying to collaborate between the XFL and the CFL. And I guess the talks...
don't bring that stank to the CFL.
They was trying to do a potential for a collaboration and innovation and have been positive and constructive.
The XFL seems so fake, bro.
Hey, man.
Who wants the XFL? Who actually wants to see that?
Well, the CFL, they just said they don't see any partnering.
CFL is fine. Right, they've been doing just fine for years.
Yeah, well, you know, that's The Rock and Vince McMahon,
man,
trying to get stuff going with the XFL.
Yeah,
man.
They can do an XFL movie. How about that? No, it's not going to work.
So
they don't have. I mean, it's cute. It's fun for a little bit, and then they run out of money, and nobody goes to the games, and you know, it's just it's not worth the effort that they're trying to put into it. The CFL is doing just fine in Canada. They're fine.
Yeah. Well.
In fact, I got a boy that play for him right now. He played for the Hamilton
Tiger Cats.
He played for them. His name, my boy, Tucker, Marcus Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
He used to play for the Steelers for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
wide receiver. Yep. So he plays for them. So shout out to my boy Marcus Tucker. Dude, did you see what Trevor Lawrence is getting?
Yeah, big contract.
It's a good deal, man.
Big contract,
and it's not too much.
Well, we
make them earn it.
I talked about this on any other show, though, but it's something that the NFL PA has to come to with the rest of the NFL and the owners because, again, you only have 15-25% of the NFL are making big money. You know what I'm saying? The rest of the 75% is making probably $500,000 or less.
Mm.
No, that's the minimum. You know what I'm saying? So they
500,000.
Yes,
that sound like practice squad money to me.
That's what it is, bro.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats are getting paid pennies. You know what I'm saying? Mm. On the dollar.
Could and you I imagine think, that?
On top of that, you have an agent that you have to pay 10 to 15% to and everything else.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I think there should be a mid-level exception in the NFL to where cats
like who aren't
making,
NBA.
Yeah, like cats who aren't making that get a 3-year, $5 million deal.
Yeah, that sounds very decent.
That's decent.
That sounds very decent.
That's decent.
Yeah, 3 years, you know what I'm saying? $5 million, that's a million.
And then you can restructure. Yeah, that's like about $1.7 million a year.
Exactly, $1.75 million, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah. Yeah, that's reasonable.
Very reasonable.
That's reasonable.
You know,
I think special teams players should get $1 million a year.
Yeah, at least.
You know what I'm saying? Like I mean I think it's ridiculous, man.
At least $1 million, damn.
You know what I mean? You got guys like Chris Paul. You know, no disrespect to Chris Paul. I love what he's doing. $44 million a year. And he about to opt out. And a cat can't even
especially,
get
especially if he know he about to get, if he get a championship, Chris Paul finna get paid again.
Bro, but how much is too much? You about to opt out of $44 million, and you ain't even the best player in the NBA?
He know he finna get paid because he just, look at his situation.
His value is tremendous.
Right, but I'm saying, look at his situation. You went to a team that didn't make the playoffs last year, and you're the difference between them not making the playoffs and possibly winning an NBA championship.
Ain't that crazy?
Strike while the iron is hot.
And they killed the bubble. They went 8-0 in the bubble.
Yeah, strike while the iron is hot. Strike while the iron is hot. So
I ain't mad at him.
Secretary of Defense, Navy, is allowing cornerback Cameron Kinley to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season while delaying his civic duty. With the Navy.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Oh, man, but we didn't say how much Trevor Lawrence was getting. 4 years,
$36.8 million. Great.
Well, I just said that because you said big money. But you know what though? That's the Sam Bradford effect. When he came in,
booty, buns.
So, you know, cats used to come in 5 years, $100 million deals off rip.
Hey, so be
it. Now you got to wait till that second contract to get that Dak money.
So be it. Hey.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the segment where we get into Bright's Tales.
Bright's Tales.
So, again, you know what I'm saying? I try to give y'all a little insight, but this one is going to have your side splitting.
Oh, man, you already had me cracking up from the bootios you gave earlier.
So dig this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I try to tell and inform people about what was going on when I was playing college ball and everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this story is going to have you dying laughing. All right, check this out.
All right.
The scene, 2003, right?
Okay.
The summer of 2003. Actually, no, it was the summer of 2001. Going into
after high school?
After high school.
Okay.
So, gotta get my years together, man. But anyhow, we meet these females, right? Me, two other cats.
Okay.
Oh, well, me and three other cats, but we meet these females, and the spot was Great Lakes Crossing.
Okay.
Right. We walking through, and it's a pack of females. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We walking through. They, you know what I'm saying? One of the sisters noticed, you know what I'm saying, seen me or whatever. Gave me eye contact. I gave her eye contact. Folks, you know how you get that eye contact, and you really ain't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't saying no words, but through the eye contact,
you know what it is.
You know what it is. So she does the little gesture with her hand, like, come here. So I walk over there, you know what I'm saying, and I chop it up with her. Then her sister's like, them your boys? Nah, did I know. I'm thinking these her homegirls, but no, these are all her sisters.
Wow.
And they all damn near about the same age.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was a set of twins. It was and two other girls, right? Mm-hmm. One was the cousin, but it was three sisters and a cousin.
Okay.
Now, the female cousin was a little hood. You know what I'm saying? These girls was pretty as hell.
Why you say the female cousin? They all was females,
right? But I'm saying the female's cousin I was talking to,
yeah.
She was a little hood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Rough around the edges. We'll call her thug addict.
Okay.
Because she likes thugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyhow, we find out, you know what I'm saying? I get the phone number or whatever. chop it up with this female or whatever. She like, y'all come through.
Was she one of the twins or she was the cousin?
No. It was the sister, a set of twins.
Yeah. Which one you was talking to?
I was talking to the sister. I was talking to the sister.
One of the twins?
No.
Oh, the other sister. That wasn't the twin. Okay.
That wasn't the twin.
I got you. My bad.
But the two twin girls, they played basketball.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, anyhow, they invite us out to their crib, right?
Where they stayed at?
They stayed in Flint.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
In Flint. But they stayed in a real rich area of Flint.
Okay. Wow.
So these sisters had bread.
It wasn't Grand Blanc?
No. It was Flint.
Okay.
These sisters had bread. You know what I'm saying? Their crib had to be at least 5,000 square feet.
Wow.
And it was laid to the nines.
All y'all?
Yeah. And it was laid to the nines, right?
So it was four of y'all too?
Yes.
Okay.
It was me and my four homies, right?
Okay. Oh, so now, five
of
y'all.
No, four. Okay. It was four homies. Of us, right? Okay. Me and three homies. Gotcha. So we go out to these females' cribs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tell you how this story, man. This shit is hilarious. So anyhow, we go out to these females' crib, right? And we, you know what I'm saying, all of them got brand new cars. At this time, they had like 2000 and 2001 Aleros.
How old was they?
They was 18, 19.
Wow.
20.
Okay.
So they all had brand new Aleros, you know what I'm saying? Everything else. So it was like, damn. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? So whatever. So we go and kick it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We chopping it up. Everybody's enjoying themselves except for one of my homeboys.
Okay.
Now, you know what I'm saying?
Do I know him?
You know of him.
Okay.
But so one of my homeboys, right? And as we sitting there, we chilling or whatever, he's linked up with Thug Addict, right?
Okay.
And cousin. He's linked up with the cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, well, go get some movies from Blockbuster.
Wow, tapes.
Yeah, go get some tapes from Blockbuster, right? So we can rent some movies and check out some movies. They, so my homie and Thug Addict, as what we'll call her,
mm-hmm.
they go to Blockbuster. Next thing I know, I'm like, okay, as they leave, they go off. I'm thinking one of my other homeboys left with him
mm-hmm.
because he was nowhere to be found.
Wow.
So he was gone for a minute, right?
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Me and my other homie, we sitting in there chilling, you know what I'm saying, chopping it up. And that's what that, and we was all in there with the girls or whatever. And that's when that Missy Elliott video.
Work it.
Nah, 1 minute man. That break me off. Show me what you got, cause I don't want no 1 minute man. Will break me off.
Okay.
So anyway, and you know that part where they show Missy sliding across on her stomach on the floor or whatever.
Okay.
And we sitting there chilling, and my homeboy like, man, turn this shit. Don't nobody want to watch this fat ass bitch slide across the floor.
Wow.
He just like start going off, and I'm like looking like, yo, what the fuck? So girl's like, nigga, you so disrespectful. Da, 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 da. This what we want to watch. And the Flint start coming out.
Mm-hmm.
May I remind you, we from Pontiac.
Right.
So, you know, so my one of my boys is going at it with this, and I'm like, oh shit. So anyhow, it's like a funny moment because it was almost going to take a turn for the worse. And I kind of sensed the tension was a little escalating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I switched the subject, you know what I'm saying? But it was funny as hell during that moment.
Yeah.
I switched the subject, right? My homeboy who had disappeared, he had came back.
Where was he at?
You'll find that out later.
Okay.
So he comes back. My homeboy and Thug Addict comes back. And as he walks in, you know, it was kind of similar to like that Rick James situation on the Chappelle show,
yeah,
where Rick James walks in and like has this shit on the bottom of his shoes and it's just like flapping off in the carpet. When he's like, oh, nice crib, niggas. You know what I'm saying? As he walking in, but my homeboy is walking in and they looking like, what the fuck? And they got white carpet and they looking like, what the fuck? You got shit on your shoe? And he looked down. We're like, oh, no, he done stepped in some shit, girl.
Wow.
And he looked down like, what the fuck? He like, oh. And he like, Thug Addict, bitch, you done put some shit on my shoe.
Are you serious?
Yes. So she like, bitch. And she throws the Blockbuster tape and busts him in the chin, bro. So wow. His chin is bleeding. And we like, oh, damn.
Wow.
So look. So look. The shit on the shoe, we gonna come back to that.
Okay.
The disappearing, we gonna come back to that. So anyhow,
wow,
we come back, you know what I'm saying? So they get like the carpet, you know, stuff, and they hitting spots or whatever. They tell him he gotta take his shoes off, and they told him to take his shoes off and leave them outside.
Yeah.
My homie goes,
should've had his shoes off anyway on white carpet. But
my homie go, one of my homies who disappeared earlier, he went back outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come back in. We chilling, you know what I'm saying? We finally got the movie going or whatever. I'm wondering, like, they ain't got no dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of shit did he step in? So I ain't paying no mind, right? So I ain't paying no mind. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
So we chopping it up with him or whatever. Next thing I know, it's getting late. You know what I'm saying? We sitting there, everybody booed up or whatever. In my mind, I'm thinking, like, where the fuck is these girls' parents at?
Right.
Where they at?
Right.
Nobody never came down there, told us to leave or nothing, right?
Yeah.
We stayed over there till about 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Dang.
Needless to say, your boy got down. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got down. I let them figure out what they was doing. By the time it hit me, bro, I'm waking up. I'm like, damn, it's like 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We leave, right? As we leave, we all get back in the car. I'm laying down in the back seat. Everybody is in the car, and we like, yo, we like, man, hey, we tell them, like, yo, you know, wipe your feet off before you get in the car because you stepped in dog shit.
Right.
My homie starts busting out laughing.
Uh-oh.
As he's sitting there cracking up, and he like, yo, I got something to confess. We like, what? He was like, yo.
He pulled a Smokey.
He said, yo, that wasn't dog shit you stepped in. Man, I had the bubble guts real bad, dog. So I took a shit outside the car. I took a shit
serious?
Outside the driver's side door of the car.
Oh my goodness.
Because my stomach was hurting me so bad. And I had just finished up. But y'all, I heard y'all coming out. I heard you and Thug at it coming out. So I hurried up and dipped behind the car. Y'all didn't see me. And y'all got in and left. And that's you stepped in my shit.
Oh my goodness.
So my homie said, bro, he said, well, wait a minute, what did you wipe your ass with?
Oh my god.
Dog said when y'all came back in, man, you know, he was like, I had to hurry up and finish and go back in the house. You know what I'm saying? I chilled for a little bit, but then when y'all came back, I came back out to the car, man. I was trying to find some toilet paper or something. Mm-hmm. But you had your Rainforest Cafe apron in the back seat. Oh. So I wiped my ass with that. He said, dog, where'd you put it? He said, man, I threw it in the back seat.
Oh.
I said, blood.
You gotta be kidding me.
Dog.
What?
Bruh. It was on the floor in the back seat. Luckily, I wasn't nowhere near it, okay? Or I would have got pissed the fuck off.
Y'all couldn't smell that?
Again, you gotta understand, he took this dump outside, bro.
God, that is trife.
So
bro.
The funny thing,
that's trife. Oh, why did he just go inside? Y'all was at the house.
He was embarrassed, and you don't want to take no shit,
man,
at no lady house, bro.
In there, open all the windows, courtesy flush after every drop. Get some spray. Get some matches.
Oh
no,
my god,
ain't no way,
bro.
You out there taking a dump like a dog? Well, you could have just easily. Bro, and I'm sure if it's a 5,000 square foot house, they probably had three bathrooms.
God, bro.
Oh my goodness.
But it was like one of them diarrhea boys too, like on Dumb and Dumber when he said
He fouled, bro. He fouled, bro. He fouled.
And wiped his ass with dog apron.
Dog.
That he had to go to work with the next
day. Man, that's foul.
They took that apron and threw it right out on I-75, bro. As soon as we hit the freeway.
Man.
4 in the morning.
That's foul, bro. Oh my goodness.
So that
means he walked in the video store with that all on him. Dragging it in there.
Human shit. Human shit. All in a carpet, bro.
And then he admitted that junk, though. Like, you know y'all had to be close for him to say that.
But, yeah, of course. We was all close homies. But we told each other. He told us when we got back in the ride.
Duh.
And we was away from the females. But I guess he was so. He was going to be so embarrassed if he took that shit in a house. they was going to look at him a certain way.
You rather walk around and not wiping. You foul.
He went back in. He went back out to wipe after the fact.
That nigga foul, bro.
Yo, how crazy was that story? Bright's Tales.
Man, you foul.
I got thousands of stories like this, man. Like real life, funny shit. So make sure y'all tune in next week, man. I got another good one for you on Bright's Tales.
Oh my goodness.
But after that, man, damn, after you done letting, you know, your sides hurting and all that, man, that shit was hilarious. We gonna get into
the booty.
This is a segment where we give the bootiest of the booty to cats who, goddamn, man, you know, just downright awful, and hope they eat the box to ensure that they do not be booty. So, Big, go ahead with your first up. Who you got for the booty?
We giving your boy the first
one. The booty! Oh!
For what came out of his booty. Yeah, that's it.
Damn,
that's so wild, bro.
Yo,
oh my goodness,
my first recipient, and I gave y'all a box earlier.
I got so many questions too. We got to talk about that story. I got so many questions, bro.
On or off air?
I mean, I can ask now.
On air. Let's finish these bootios first.
All right, bet.
My first box goes to Team USA Basketball. You deserve a box of
the booty. Oh.
Haven't y'all learned since 2004, from 2004, that just throwing some shit together thinking it's going to work, it's not going to work, and they need time to jail? You think in a few days you're going to jail? That's not going to happen.
Nah.
Y'all need to have been playing together for a while in order to get some type of chemistry together. Y'all all know what y'all doing, what y'all are good at.
And I mean, it was just exhibition, but still.
It don't matter. You shouldn't be losing any damn way.
Right.
So, hey, you get the box, flat out.
My first box is going to the Baltimore, or my second box is going to the Baltimore Orioles. They are 28-60 and 26 games behind first place Boston.
The booty! Oh!
28-60, bro? Yikes.
My next box of the bootios goes to the Chicago Cubs. You deserve a box of
the booty! Oh!
What the fuck happened to y'all, man? Like, y'all were world beaters April and May. June and July, y'all are like trash. I told you you couldn't hit the G-spot on a 10-pound punani if it was served up in front of you. Jesus Christ. Big, who you got?
My next box is going to... Well, okay, let's just put it like this. Arizona is not about to be title town because the Arizona Diamondbacks are 26-65. So you get a box of
the booty. Oh.
The Cardinals might be contenders this year. The Suns are going to win it all. The Diamondbacks, y'all ain't got no place in there. So, yeah.
Well, my next box of the bootios goes to N'Keal Harry. Cue it.
The booty! Oh!
You've done absolutely jack since you've been in the NFL, but pretty much show up. And now you're requesting a trade like you that dude. Man, the egos of some of these players, man, it ain't even worth continuing to harp on. You know you slaw.
Yeah, bro. No doubt. My next box of bootios is definitely going to, I'm going to have to give it to, I just lost my train of thought. I had it and then.
Well, while he thinks of it, my next box of bootios is going to Conor McGregor. Cue it.
The booty! Oh!
Dude, you go out there and you fold your leg in half. Your shin practically does an L, and then you sit there and you still trash talking this man and disrespecting his wife and everything else.
Yeah, bro, he deserved one.
Karma, man, karma. So
you definitely deserve one for that. My box of booty hills has got to go to Middleton. I think Middleton needs a box.
The booty. Oh.
He better eat them bootios real quick.
Chris Middleton, man, you gotta get it together, bro. You too inconsistent, man. You gotta get it together. Period. oh, that's who my box was gonna go to. I'm gonna go ahead and double up. Barkevious Mingo, you
the
sick.
Booty. Oh,
you sick, bro. For your name to even come up in that, you foul, fam. Real talk. And then I'm gonna give another one. I'm gonna do a trifecta. Stephen A. Smith.
The booty. Oh.
Just for all the crazy stuff he's been saying lately. I mean, I'm just gonna put it all together. He getting the box.
All right. Well, my last and final box of the Bootios goes to none other than. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat, man. Wow. But my last box of Bootios goes to none other than Kevin Durant. Cue it.
The booty. Oh.
Dame Lillard. Cue it.
The booty. Oh.
Bradley Beal. Cue it.
The booty. Oh.
Jason Tatum.
Nah, Tatum did his thing. It's just the fact that you three bastards want to be considered the elite of the elites. And y'all couldn't get it done in a damn exhibition game?
Yeah, man. They deserve to get a box, man.
Man.
I got one more box, bro.
Who you got?
I'm going to give my last box to the XFL and everybody that's a part of that foolishness.
The booty! Oh!
Damn shame.
Y'all get a box, man. So.
So, what questions did you have?
Bro, I got a few. Number one, my first question is, when he called her the B word, like them, like back in 01, like the term, the B word wasn't thrown around as loosely as it is now. So for a dude that don't know a female to call her a B in her own home, she should have put him out. He should have been gone.
Really, look, niggas rewilding.
So I'm just wondering, like, how did that de-escalate?
She bust him in the face with that damn tape and split his chin.
Did he cuss her out or anything? Or did y'all have to tell him, like, chill out?
Everybody
or?
Just bust out laughing.
Y'all all laughed?
Yeah, everybody just bust out laughing. Like,
did he
damn.
Apologize to her?
Nope.
Y'all should have told him apologize to
nah,
her.
Nah. She was mad disrespectful before he called her a bitch.
Was she?
Yeah. That's why she bust him in the face with the tape. She was, like, super disrespectful, like, punching him and slapping him and shit. Yeah.
Like on some playful junk though?
Awesome. Like, she wasn't trying to fight him, but right. It was like playful, but she was just too much of a thug for him.
I got you.
That's why we called her Thug Addict. Like, damn.
That's funny.
It was funny. So what other questions you got?
I'll ask you off the air.
No, ask on air. That's what we here for, baby.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Dog try for that, bro. I'm sorry. He try, bro. He nasty for that, bro. Seriously. He wouldn't be my friend. He would not be my friend, bro.
Duh, that was too funny, man. But
he wild hey. For that. He literally pulled a Smokey, bro.
But you know what though?
At least Smokey did it against the house, and he had some newspaper.
Hey, nah, it is
dog
what it
is. His boy apron, and then he let him step in it, dragged it in the house, like. Oh, man.
Oh, that was hilarious, man.
Oh,
but
my
hey,
goodness.
It's the way of the world, baby. It's the way of the world, man. The thing is about that, you know, it's kind of funny, man, because
it's the way of the dirty world.
Well, you know, cats, you got to understand back then, because, you know what I'm saying, your rep was everything, man. And cats didn't want to be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with
so
honeys.
You mean to tell me you would have rather take a dump on a ground, bro, and drag that junk in the house, get embarrassed that way, than to go to somebody, bro? Basically, he going to a stranger's house,
bro. Hey, that's
the place to do it.
Hey, that ain't. Let me tell you, that ain't none of my business, dog. I wouldn't have did it that way, but you know, it is what it is, man. It's kind of funny.
Shout out to the Tigers, man. They are 10 games below .500. They getting close.
They're getting close. 10 games below.
They started the season like 8-20 something, like 8-28.
So that's good for you.
So they coming back. Mm-hmm. Like they drawing the gap closer. So
okay. All right. I hear you.
Hopefully we made your day a little bit bigger.
And a little bit brighter. Make sure to tune in to us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. What you got, man?
I'm tired of Twitter, bro. It's just, I don't know.
Wow, that's how
I'm
you feel.
I'm kinda tired of social media, man, but
damn.
Maybe if y'all come on there and interact with us a little bit more, maybe we'll like it better.
Mm-hmm. Probably tired of the show too. That's why you ain't been here.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back better than ever.
That's
baby.
All good, man. But hey, we'll rock with you next week. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed this session of Bright's Tales. And y'all also enjoy the flavor that we kick in your ear every single week. Make sure y'all continue to rock with us. Go ahead, do
and
your thing.
And make sure that you eat you a box of Bootios if you don't want to be booty.
Flat out. So go ahead, lead us out, Deuce and Summer.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.